to save. Let's all stand. Number 26, great is thy faithfulness. Number 26, on that first verse.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God.
What a faithful God we serve. Thank you so much. You may be seated. What a joy to be in church this morning. And choir, thank you so much for singing about Jesus saves. What a wonderful theme to start us off with today. And this church has been here for a long time proclaiming that same message. And thank you, choir, for reminding us again what it all is about. If you're joining us via live stream, thank you for joining us there. If you're on YouTube, we challenge you to like and share and subscribe. It just helps us get the word out. And if you're joining us via the radio, we are broadcasting live from Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church right here in Gray, Tennessee. And we're certainly glad you joined us. But thank you for everybody that's here. We are looking forward to a great time in God's house. I'll introduce our speaker in a little bit, but we've got many things before then, but I wanted to welcome each of you. If you're a guest with us today, or just maybe the first time, or first time in a long time, there's a guest card, a connect card, right in front of you in the pew back. If you didn't care to fill that out sometime during the service, and take it to the counter in the back, it's guest services, and they'd love to greet you and just thank you for being here. They've got a gift for you as well, but we just want to say welcome and thank you for being at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. And so, wonderful service plan today, and thank you for it. We, of course, are honoring Veterans Day, and we'll do that here in just a moment as well. We certainly are grateful for what the Lord has blessed this nation with. Would you bow with me in prayer as we ask the Lord to bless our time together? Thank you, Lord, for a chance to be in your house. Lord, it was a wonderful time when they said, unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And Lord, here we feel that same way from the scriptures. And here we are. We get to enjoy being together today. I pray that you'd bless everyone that's gathered. I pray, dear Lord, you'll bless everyone that's listening, everyone that's watching. And I pray that you would do a great work in the hearts of every person that's gathered today, we pray. And we'll thank you for all of it. And we'll bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
He walked along the shores of Galilee. From clay he formed the healing balm that caused the blind to see. While stones of wrath lay heavy in their hands, he knelt to write his mercy in the sand. Jesus came to set the captive free, showed us by the way he lived, the way we need to be. But love is more than words could ever say. We must touch them with compassion to help them find their way. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch?
Amen, yeah.
Its way. We pride ourselves in being set apart, yet we don't take time to touch a broken heart. Even if we found the time to care, would we take the risk involved in always being there? Oh, we hold the very thing they need so much. Sometimes the word of God can pass through just one simple touch.
How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? We hide behind these walls in the security of friends, but beyond the stained glass windows, the world is lost in sin. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we reach a world we never touch?
You risked your life so we could experience freedom. You left your family so we could be with ours. You sacrificed it all for the greater good. You have stood up so that we can have freedom and liberty. You are the heroes of our nation. You have served our country honorably, and we thank you for your sacrifice.
As a church, and I'm grateful as an individual for all of our veterans. My dad served in Vietnam era, and my brother has served our armed forces, and so I'm certainly grateful for all of the people that men and women that serve our great nation. And not only me personally, but our church is grateful because we stand unapologetic in our appreciation for the people that serve this great nation. And so on this day, we want to honor, we want to observe Veterans Day. I know it was not today, but we wanted to take this opportunity. So if you're a veteran or currently serving, but a veteran in our armed forces, I'm going to ask you, if you would, to stand together. And our ushers have a small gift for you, just something, a token from our church to say we appreciate you and thank you. If you remain standing after they give that to you, we'd like to give everyone a round of applause in the balcony and then the main floor and in the choir back here. And so as they come, would you please give them a round of applause? I'm so grateful. I'm a pastor, a preacher of the gospel. I'm so thankful that I get to stand here. I won't preach today, but Brother Chapel will. But we get to stand unafraid of people rushing in these doors and saying that's not allowed in our nation. And I'm thankful for veterans that have served this great nation. Thank you so much, and we honor you. Would you give one more round of applause, please? Well, we've got so many things to be thankful for, and we're going to sing about counting our blessings, not only this land that we live in, but our great spiritual blessings and all that God has given us. If you're able to, stand one more time with us all together. Hymn number 504, Count Your Blessings.
Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your love for us.
And God, we thank you for all of these folks that have served to keep us free, Lord, over time. And God, we thank you for this time this morning that we can come and worship in our service, Lord, by giving our offerings, our tithes, Lord, a portion back to you that you've given to us. Bless the pastor, bless the preaching of the word, and everything be done here. May we lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. May be seated.
Thank you.
Lost in darkness, for the saint who's gone astray, for the sinner blind and searching, for the child in need of faith, for the homeless and forsaken, for the hungry and the cold, for the prisoner and the captive, for the young and for the old, there is a remedy.
Every sin sick soul, there is a cure for all the pain and hurt and wrong, there is a solution. For all the problems deep inside, there is a remedy, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Frustrated, the discouraged and dismayed, for the mocked and persecuted, for the battered, for the wronged, for the scarred and for the wounded, for the weak and for the strong, there is a remedy.
For every sin sick soul, there is a cure for all. all the pain and hurt and wrong, there is a solution. For all the problems deep inside, there is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ.
For every tribe and every nation, every color, every race, every tongue and every language, every time and every place, there's an answer to the question. There's love for all the hate.
There's a healer for the dying. He's the light, the truth, the way. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a remedy for every sin-sick soul. There is a cure for all the pain and hurt and wrong. A solution. For all the problems deep inside, there is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful reminder. There is a remedy, and to each and every one of us today, there is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. They were not just filling time. That's true as true can be. There is a remedy. Thank you. Brother Nick and Miss Elizabeth Sandridge are singing for us along with Daniel and Becca, and it's a joy to have them, of course.